أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Boys and girls, I want to tell you about a very nice story. There was once a man. This man was called Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he was sent by Allah for a very important task. Now, before I tell you what this task was about, let me tell you something about this person. This man was just so amazing. This man, this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was of such noble character. He was so generous and kind, and he had the best of smiles. You know, when people wanted to come to him, when they would see him, they would just want to hug him. They would long to come and sit with him and talk with him. And he would talk to everyone, even the little children. He would love to play with children, and he would spend time talking and laughing with children and playing games with them. Some people even tell us that when the Prophet would come in the streets and he would see children are playing, he would stop and he would say salam to them and he would talk to them. This man was just amazing. I mean, we would love to see him. He was really, really amazing. So he came, and Allah sent him with a very important task, a very important mission. Do you know what that mission was? That mission was to open the doors for us to know Allah. That mission, he was there for us to be able to attain true happiness, real happiness from the bottom of our heart. He wanted us to be happy. He wanted us to be of those people whose heart is filled with love of Allah, whose heart is filled with light and understanding of Allah. And this is what he wanted for us. So he wanted the best for us. And he would do everything to make sure that he opens the door for us to reach that level. Now, unfortunately, what happened was that there are some people that didn't really like that. These people, they were like, we don't want the Prophet to open the doors for people to be happy. They were just arrogant. They just wanted their own things. And so they would come to the Prophet and they would tell the Prophet bad things, and they would swear at the Prophet. They would insult the Prophet. They would even humiliate the Prophet. They would call him different names. And that really hurt the Prophet. But do you know what? That didn't stop him from doing what he was supposed to do. He knew Allah was helping him, and he wanted to make sure that we all reach that level of true happiness. And so he understood that it's okay if sometimes people laugh at us, or if people think that we're different, or if people think that we're doing the right thing and they don't like us to do the right thing. If they want to be arrogant, they want to laugh at us, it's okay. It's really fine, because we know that Allah is helping us. We know that we're on the truth. And so the Prophet knew that he was on the truth, and therefore he would make sure that he would carry on. He would just ignore what people were saying, and he would try and make sure that he tells others about the mission, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why you find people like Salman and Abu Dhar and Miqdad and Yes, all these names that you mentioned, these were true companions, and they were people of beauty, they were people of such kindness, they were people that their hearts would fill of light and understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this carried on, and this carried on. Until towards the end, the people realized that, well, the Prophet did so much for us. The Prophet did so much to make sure that we become happy, that we can know Allah. So now we feel like say thank you to the Prophet. Imagine if one day somebody came to you and said that I've got a very beautiful cake for you, or I've bought you a really nice toy. What would you feel like towards this person? Yeah? Yeah, you would want to say thank you to this person, right? You would like to say, do something for this person. Like, I want to do something for you because I'm really, really happy at what you did for me. I'm really, really grateful for what you did to me. Yeah, you're right. And so the people came to the Prophet and said, oh, Prophet, we want to say thank you to you. We want to do something for you. Please tell us what we can do for you. And guess what? The Prophet, he didn't say anything. He just kept quiet. Do you know why? He was waiting for Allah to tell him how to answer the people. And so he waited until Jibreel came, until the angel came to the Prophet. And Jibreel told the Prophet and revealed this verse for him. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. So tell the people, O Prophet, that I don't want anything from you. Everything that you want to give to me, there's only one thing I want from you. Only one thing. And you know what that is? I want you to love the Ahlul Bayt. If you want to say thank you to me, and we really do want to say thank you to the Prophet, right? He says that if you want to say thank you to the Prophet, then you have to love the Ahlul Bayt. You have to love Imam Ali. You have to love Bibi Fatima. You have to love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. You have to love all the Imams, including our Imam, the 12th Holy Imam, Imam Zamana, ajallahu ta'ala wa farajahu sharif. We have to love them. So let's say thank you to the Prophet. Shall we say thank you to the Prophet? Yes. Let's say thank you to the Prophet. Say it very loudly. Oh Ali, we love you. Oh Fatima, we love you. Yes, say we love you to Bibi Fatima. We say love you to Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. We say we love Imam Zaman. This is how we can say thank you to the Holy Prophet. And this is the best way to show our gratefulness to the Prophet. However, unfortunately, and this is really, really sad, unfortunately, some people, those same people that were arrogant, they didn't want to say thank you to the Prophet. They were not happy with what the Prophet did, and they didn't want people to become happy, or people to know Allah, or people's hearts to be filled with love and light and knowledge, and to be of good character and good akhlaq. They were arrogant. So when the Prophet passed away, you know what they did to the Ahlul Bayt? You know what they did to Fatima, that we were supposed to love them so much? They came and they brought wood to the door of Fatima, and then they brought fire. And people were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is the house of Bibi Fatima. This is the house of Imam Ali. But they said, oh, we don't really care. We don't care. And so they brought fire. They brought fire to the door of Fatima. And then they lighted the wood with fire. And oh no, the door broke and fire came into the house. And Bibi Fatima became really, really badly injured. She cried out, O Rasulullah. She cried out to Fiddah. She cried out to Amirul Mu'mineen, please come to help me. And they all came to help her. But still, her injuries were really, really bad. She had such bad injuries that just a few weeks later, she said Qadafis. She said she bid farewell and said to Qadafis, to her children, to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and said Sayyidah Zainab and Umm Kulthum. And she said Qadafis to this world. She bid farewell to this world. She closed her eyes and she didn't open them again. Her time came and Allah took her soul away. And this is where the beginning of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Imam Ali's life started, without Bibi Fatima. However, we always remember Bibi Fatima. However, we don't forget Bibi Fatima. We always tell her that we love her, don't we? We tell Bibi Fatima that we love you. We want to be grateful to the Prophet. We want to make sure that we show that to the Prophet that we are of those people who want to say thank you to the Prophet, and therefore we will always love Bibi Fatima. We will always love Imam Ali. We will always love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He fills our hearts with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, and that we are able to always be amongst those who follow the Ahlul Bayt, who have the same akhlaq as the Ahlul Bayt, who try to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following what the Ahlul Bayt have told us. And through that, we can actually become like the Ahlul Bayt, and we can also fill our hearts with true faith and fill our hearts with that true light where we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So raise your hands with me. Raise your hands and we pray to Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, please, for the sake of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, fill our little hearts with the love of the Ahlul Bayt. Fill our hearts with the ma'rifah of the Ahlul Bayt and your ma'rifah. Fill our hearts with that passion and that motivation to be able to be of good people, to be of the true Shias of the Ahlul Bayt, in a way that the 12th Imam is happy with us. The 12th Imam looks at us and feels like, alhamdulillah, these Shias have gathered together and they're remembering my mother, so he will also remember us, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.